You are listening to the Social Security Administration's Ticket to Work podcast series. Get answers to your questions, access information and resources, and receive expert advice on work incentives and the Ticket to Work program.
Social Security wants you to succeed and become financially independent. The journey is not easy, but with help from the Ticket to Work program, work incentives, and other federal programs and resources, you can find options for work that may fit your situation. For example, we hear from many beneficiaries with a strong interest in work-from-home job options. Today we are speaking with Lisa Seeley, a Ticket to Work Success Story participant whose agoraphobia, or fear of public places, prevented her from working. She now works from home at a national employment network called Employment Options and is financially independent. Lisa, we're excited to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little about your experience with Ticket to Work and how the program helped you find your current position.
Well, Ticket to Work is a wonderful program for those being on either SSI or SSDI, kind of, you know, get back into the workforce again. It is, how I did it was you contact Social Security and you would request an employment network list. And then what you do is you go through the list, and there's many, many different employment networks that, you know, have different goals and different services. So you would choose the one that would best fit your needs.
So when you were going through these lists, how could you tell what particular employment network might fit your needs the best?
Well, for myself, I knew I needed an employment network that would specialize in work-from-home placement. My disability was agoraphobia, and it was difficult and challenging for me to go out into the public. So I knew I needed somebody or an employment network that would, you know, specialize in work-from-home placement. So each employment network does have a briefing on, you know, services that they do provide and areas that they're able to help you in.
So you were able to look at that list and sort of down-select to employment networks that offered work-from-home options. Is that how that worked?
That's exactly how it goes. You kind of, you know, read each employment network information section. And, you know, I suggest you go through a couple, you know, I interview them. Just like, you know, someone would be interviewing for a job, you want to make sure that they would be the best employment network for your, you know, goals and needs.
Oh, that's great. So what kind of work-from-home jobs are available for people with disabilities? And how much experience do you need for those types of jobs?
Well, our work-from-home positions here at Employment Options specialize our customer service base with opportunities to specialize in tech support, chat, billing and coding. There's information technology positions, nursing, case management, concierge openings, sales, reservations. I mean, honestly, the list can go on and on. I mean, work from home is becoming more popular, and, you know, many companies are opening up, you know, opportunities to be able to work.
So it really sounds like a wide range of possible career options or job options there. Do you have to have experience in those particular areas, or do these employment networks help you learn some of the skills that are required from these jobs?
Well, employment networks don't necessarily provide training. Each company has different requirements, but you do need some sort of experience within that skill to be able to qualify.
Gotcha. So what tips do you have to share with Social Security disability beneficiaries who want to work from home? Where do you recommend they start?
Well, the first thing that I would do is I would go to a website. It's called www.choosework.net. And there you can get a lot of information about the Ticket to Work program. And then there is where you get the listings of employment networks and their contact information. In order for you to, you know, look them over, get more information about them, and then choose the best one that would fit your needs.
So do you ever encounter any challenges when you're working from home?
Well, you know, work from home is not for everybody. You know, some people have, you know, trouble being disciplined. You really have to be, you know, motivated to be able to not going to have a supervisor, you know, looking over your shoulder, making sure that you are, you know, on time and, you know, and doing your tasks as needed. So you really have to be able to, you know, separate your work life from your personal life as well. So it's a great idea to be able to, you know, make a home office section within your home so that you have your computer, your phone, you know, everything set up in your work area, so you're able to close that door and kind of shut out your personal life from your work life. You know, a lot of people who do work from home have families and children and things like that. You know, speaking for myself, I'm in that boat, and I know when my door is closed, you know, my kids know and my husband knows that we have to be quiet, you know, because, you know, mommy's at work. Also, you know, some people working from home, you know, they tend to become isolated and, you know, they need to have more social interaction. So, and, you know, I found myself, you know, doing that, being in that same boat as well. You know, I would work from home all day, but then, you know, I would have, you know, my go out with my girlfriends or whatnot, and I go to the gym and I work out. So I need to make sure that I'm able to get out and socially interact with, you know, adults, because, you know, working from home, you're by yourself, you know. So that can be a challenge for some people too. You know, people feel that they are, you know, kind of by themselves and have cabin fever.
I think that's all great advice, setting up the home office, having clear rules of engagement for, you know, family members, and then making sure that you interact with people outside of that as well. I think those are fantastic tips for folks that are looking for work from home type jobs. So
it's a wonderful opportunity, especially for those who, you know, deal with different disabilities, because, you know, some people can't perform anywhere else but their home environment. So it's really, you know, a wonderful opportunity to be able to be in your own environment, feel comfortable, you know, physically and mentally, and be able to be productive, you know. And that was my main thing when I was looking for, you know, work from home back 12 years ago when I started my whole Ticket to Work journey. I needed to make sure that, you know, I was working out of my home environment. And, you know, I found an employment network, and here I am, you know, 12 years later working for one. So, you know, it's the sky is the limit, really, you know, being on Ticket to Work program, you know, starting off as a customer service rep or whatnot, but there's always room for advancement, and, you know, becoming financially independent was, you know, my ultimate goal, and I'm, you know, so happy and proud to say that, you know, I finally met that. And, you know, and Ticket to Work, I couldn't have done it without, you know, this program.
That's really great to hear. Congratulations, Lisa. And thanks for taking the time to speak with us today. We really appreciate you sharing your advice with all our listeners out there.
Anytime. Thank you so much for having me.
The transition to employment can be challenging for anyone, but it can also be rewarding. Social Security's Ticket to Work and Work Incentives are here to help you on your path to employment. For more information about Ticket to Work or help locating a service provider, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/work or call the Ticket to Work helpline at 1-866-968-7842 for voice or 1-866-833-2967 for TTY.